You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
More and more people are using their wills to support a chosen charity. But how easy is it to set up? I'm joined now by Luke McDonald, RNIB Senior Support Experience Manager. Luke, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you've been through the experience yourself, Luke. How did you feel about writing a will? What made you get on and do it?
Yeah, I use RNIB's free will writing service through the National Free Wills Network. So for me, it meant I could actually sit down and talk to a local solicitor. And we went through everything I was thinking about, worrying about, you know, wasn't sure about when writing my will. I have a property and other assets. And, you know, I wanted that reassurance for doing that. So that's the reason why I chose a face-to-face appointment. It was relatively straightforward. It was nowhere near as formal or intimidating as I thought it was going to be. And there wasn't any pressure to leave a gift to RNIB. But I think that's really important. I chose to leave a gift to RNIB because I wanted to, not because I used the free will writing service.
And as you mentioned, you have chosen to leave that gift. What made you want to leave a pledge to RNIB, Luke?
This is probably where it becomes a little bit more personal for me. You know, I've spent my entire working life in the charity sector, so I've been lucky enough to see what people's generosity actually makes possible. When somebody donates, fundraisers, or even leaves a gift in their will, we might talk about that as income, but there's a real person behind it. But also, there's a real person at the other end who benefits from it. So working at RNIB, I get to see and hear about the difference that support can make to somebody who is blind or partially sighted. So when I was thinking about my will, obviously the people that I love and care came first. That was really important to me. But then I thought, actually, I'd like some of what I leave behind to carry on doing something good as well. So RNIB felt like a natural choice for me because I know what a difference that gift could make. So hopefully it won't be for a very, very, very long time. But one day my gift could help somebody that I'll never meet. I won't know their name. I won't know their circumstances. But perhaps at a really difficult point in their life, RNIB will be there for them. I really like that thought.
Was it difficult to know what kind of legacy to leave?
No, I don't believe it was difficult at all. It was a relatively easy process. The solicitor who advised me gave me the options of leaving specific gifts, cash gifts, fixed amounts, shall we say, or percentages of my estate. Because I'm relatively young and hope to live to an old age, I opted to leave percentages rather than cash gifts because as I get older, I assume that my value of my estate should increase. And then naturally, the gifts that I've left behind will increase in line with the value of my estate. So they gave me some really good advice. And then also it just makes me have that reassurance and comfort to know that if I didn't update my will for 10 years, that it would be as current as possible in line with the value of my estate.
What does that mean to you, Luke, to be able to leave a legacy in your will?
Working in fundraising, we use the word legacy all the time. But doing my own will made me think about what that word actually means to me. I don't think it has to be huge, a grand thing. For me, it's simply saying, these are the people and organisations that matter to me. I've spent my whole life working for causes I believe in, so it feels quite fitting that my will reflects that as well. You don't necessarily have to leave a massive amount. A gift can be a percentage of what's left over after you've looked after your loved ones and the people you care about. I hope I've got a long life ahead of me and plenty more to do before anyone gets anything from my will. But I like knowing that whenever that time eventually comes, something that I leave behind that might make a life a little bit better for somebody else, I think there's something really lovely about that.
And if you already have a will in place, but you'd like to add a gift to your will, that can be amended, can't it? Wills are living documents that can be changed fairly easily.
Definitely. It's so easy. So if you already have a will in place, they can put a supporting document in alongside the will called a codicil. Or if it has been a little bit of time and there's a couple of changes you want to make, it's just as quick and easy just to update it and write a new one.
And was the whole process what you were expecting, Luke? I think it can sound like an awful lot of admin and maybe a bit of a headache to get something like this started. How did you find the process itself? Was it what you expected?
It was easier than I thought. I really thought about that it was going to be complicated. It's very onerous on me. But once I got started the conversation, it became so easy. It was clear. And I really don't know why I've been putting it off for so long.
Well, for more information on the National Free Wills Network, you can call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 or email giftsinwills@rnib.org.uk. Luke McDonald, RNIB Senior Support Experience Manager, thanks for sharing your experiences and for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.